Seriously, I've been in deep depression since we pressed mute on our last episode.
I don't know.
Have an appreciation for the dramatic, all right? So welcome back to Swipe Right. We're here. We're living. We're excited to bring you this episode.
We are so excited.
Yes.
It's a common theme this week.
Excitement. Well, I mean, the semester is almost over and summer is...
And here we are.
Not on its way, but...
Soon.
In the future at some point.
Yeah.
When it decides to stop being negative 14. And
it's been kind of nice the last couple days, to be honest.
It's been all right. I mean, besides the amount of ice that has been on the sidewalks.
Yeah.
Not
kind of dangerous.
Doesn't work for me. Not a big fan.
Not really into, yeah.
I saw this girl trying to go on a run the other day, and I was just like, I respect you more than I would another.
Yeah.
Like, weather circumstances, I guess, because imagine running on that.
I could barely, I'm like, you know that shuffle you do, like, on the ice?
Oh, I, like, put all my weight into every step, and it takes me four times as long as it already does, because I'm such a slow walker, because I'm so short, and, like, also have absolutely no desire to go anywhere other than my bed, so, like, I am not in a rush to begin with. That's fun.
Okay, what are we talking about
today? Okay, so before we get started, I think it's, like, overly responsible for us to state that this episode, broadcast, program, all of the above is going to be extremely rated R. Yeah. We're going to be talking about a lot of personal reflections and then obviously a lot of sex toys.
Because
so much sexual information.
Yeah.
No, but we're going to talk about pleasure in the form of sex toys and the mental health benefits of them. And just other
things. All the,
like,
beautiful
fun
things about sex toys.
And we're going to read a few horror stories. We're going to talk about a little bit of our own experiences and, like, what we prefer and all that jazz. So, obviously, it's going to be a little bit rated R. We're going to be talking a little bit about some risky stuff.
And this is also coming from two heterosexual, cisgender females
that are very white
and
we recognize the privilege that it is to have a show, but we also want to frame our show in a way that makes it as transparent
and inclusive as possible
while recognizing our privileges.
Yeah, of course.
And, like, we don't speak for everyone that dates.
Exactly.
We don't. And, like, I don't speak for everyone that experiences and uses sex toys. And
exactly.
It's obviously very different for me as someone that identifies as a female and what is available for me in sex and love shops.
Yeah.
So obviously
we're here for, no, but like always, we're here for it.
We're here.
Whatever you're into, we endorse it.
We're very all the kinks, all the sex, all the pleasures, we're here.
We're here for it. Yeah. None.
Mm-hmm.
Sex positive, inclusive individuals.
Sign me up. That's a turn on. Inclusivity is a turn on.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes.
But I can't find the right word here. Sorry.
Don't find it.
Dirty bingo.
Put it away.
Dirty bingo our inspiration.
Inspiration.
That's
it's happening this week. It's actually happening still right now. I assume that by the time this recording, because we're pre-recording this week, because we're obviously going.
Too busy.
Two business gals making business events happen around the region. Watch out for those. But we're pretty important, so we obviously can't be in the studio on Thursday at 9 p.m. because we are socialites with jobs.
And we are holding an event.
Incredibly late for and probably at this point have already missed.
Yes.
So don't listen to this show. What are you doing?
But if you're listening currently.
Yes.
On March 13th.
14th.
Today is the 13th.
Oh, yeah. If anyone's tuning in.
Yeah.
Now, just coincidentally.
Yeah.
Go. We'll see you there.
We'll see you at Chainsaw
Let's
tomorrow.
Friends. We can
doors open at 6:30.
Yeah. I mean, I probably won't talk to you because I, like, hi.
We're anonymous.
We're very anonymous. And especially following this episode and the content and, like, my potential reflections upon my own experience with sex toys.
Yeah.
I probably don't want to speak to anyone after this.
Honestly, I don't care. Yeah. Come talk to me.
I gotta go.
Let's put that accent away.
I'm gonna cut it.
Tuck it away.
I'm gonna cut it from the pre-recording. It's not gonna be there anymore. People are gonna be like, what accent? I'm gonna be like,
She's crazy.
All right. CL, any updates? You went on a date. So by my math, which is very, very bad, and given what Leah presented last week in the episode about how she's doing this 100 date a year challenge and she has a blog and we're excited.
I've been on one date.
She's been on one date. So
you know what? I just have to step my game up a little.
Math doesn't really work there.
You don't know that. I know you're supposed to, like, the math works out to a date every 3 days.
Yeah, but so if like, you've already skipped so many days that will
a week.
Reduce. Yeah, but that's 7 days.
So I'm one date short. Maybe I'll just, I don't know, go on 2 dates in a day.
Well,
or a date one after another. I don't know. I'll make it work. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, I'm getting worried because I haven't seen any sort of blog update.
Yeah, I got it right. I got it right that. But stay tuned.
Like, we have fans. Like, we need to.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. I was on Tinder the other day, and it said I got this message. Oh, I was bored, so I looked at it. And this guy, who I've never talked to before.
We're loving it.
Let me pull it up. He goes, hey, you have that Laurier radio show, right?
Yes.
So I sent it to Brit. She's like, I think we're famous now.
I said, need sponsors. If anyone wants to sponsor our show,
honestly,
we makeup products.
We have fans. So
I am.
I couldn't believe it.
Yes. So thank you for the one listener that we have.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Danny boy. You're so cute. I gotta go.
Honestly, we're both really tired. I'm sick. So if this episode is like we're kind of loopy
I'm so stressed. I've had a midterm. I have an exam. Like all these things. Those two are very same.
Yeah.
Very same. Gotta go.
We gotta go.
Thank
we
you.
Really gotta go.
We're actually not gonna be talking about any of the things we just mentioned because we gotta go. See you. I need to stop saying it that way.
You from New York?
I might be. You don't know anything about me. So, I'm going to leave you guys with a little interesting fact before we go into our first break, which is going to be sung by Usher.
Oh, a little sexy tune.
A little song called Climax.
Because that's what we love.
We love a strong climax. We stand for climaxes. So, 1 out of 2 women own a vibrator.
Yes. Crazy.
2 out of the 2 here own one.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine
the rest of the world.
The rest, if they have access to those products. And I mean, I have to mention that often sex toys and sexual, any sort of like toy or product that like is involved and like is at a love shop is somewhat inaccessible in terms of price. Like we had the luxury the other day, like for a stag shop, they have 20% off for students.
Right.
And I know that they have senior days, and I know that the love shop in, I'm assuming, well, the one in Kitchener downtown, at least, they have on Mondays, I believe it's 20% off for women, and then on Tuesdays, it's 20% off for men.
Oh, okay.
Although I'm like, that's kind of like reinforcing the gender binary. Like,
yeah.
What if you don't identify as those? Don't support that. Hopefully they have a third day. I wasn't told about it. But anyways, they are doing stuff that would make it a little bit more accessible, but at the same time, like, for example, to buy one sex toy at some point.
It's
if you
expensive.
Want to get something of quality.
Yeah.
I remember the one time I bought one and it was like $80. And that's quite a lot of money.
I bought one the other day when we went.
Yeah.
$40.
Yeah.
And
that's
like
a lot of money.
Just for like a piece of plastic.
I know. But so you know what? Go get yourself a vibrating toothbrush at the
same thing.
At the dollar store. It's the same shit. All right.
What?
81. Okay, I'm going to leave with another statistic.
Okay, yeah.
To deflect from that little comment that I just made.
Yeah.
So 81% of women brought into bed their sex toys.
Yeah.
With
and
their
I think,
partner. And
I think that's something we'll talk about a little bit later is how men are so scared that a sex toy will replace
Sorry?
Them.
What's that?
I cannot see.
We were just
how
both
scared,
so excited.
How scared some men are that toys will replace them. And I think that's a big thing about like
yeah.
don't know. Let's talk about it later. Let's get into some Usher. Take a deep breath right now. And we'll come back.
Yeah, we're gonna we'll see you again
soon.
Hello.
Hello.
How was Usher for you? Because Usher was great for me.
Because I loved it, yeah.
We honestly loved it. All right, cool. So we're going to jump on into it. We're going to be talking about lube. Because that's important. Especially even obviously when you use sex toys. Like whether it's with someone, by yourself. Even if you're having sex with them without sex toys, lube is an incredible addition.
Yeah.
For most people. So it says 35% of women haven't tried it.
Yeah, I haven't.
DJX/Leah hasn't.
I have not. I have, like, a whole bunch of it, but it just, like, sits there.
Expiration
date, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's so interesting to me because another statistic says that lube makes 50% of men and women orgasm easier. I guess you're the other 50%.
I guess so.
It's like a waterfall down there.
Honestly. I just feel like it's different for everyone.
No, it's definitely different for everyone. Everyone has their own, like, personal preference when it comes to lube. Personally, I definitely need it as someone that's housing a desert of sorts.
No, I just feel like when I'm turned on, I get turned on. That's it. And it's easy for me to get turned on.
Yeah, which is, like, obviously you're at, like, the extreme side of the spectrum where it's, like, someone snaps their fingers.
And I'm ready.
And you're like, hi, I'm available.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Let's go.
With consent.
Yeah, honestly.
But with me, it takes, like, I would need and do need, like, an excessive amount of foreplay. Like, I can't just be like, all right, home run immediately. No, we need to, like, hang out at first base, really take a slow dive into second, and then maybe after 82 minutes... we're going to go and do a home run and, like, we'll finish it up.
I know. Why 82 minutes? That's so long.
Like a good time. What else do I have to do?
I don't know.
Reality television?
Maybe.
Absolutely not. Do laundry? No. Anyways. So there are the three types of lube that are the most and, like, the main bases for lubes are water, oil, and silicone. So... I use water just because it makes me feel better. I find them a lot less sticky, which I think is one of the most unappealing barriers to using lube for some, is that, like, it is really sticky and messy, and it can feel just, for lack of a better word, gross. However, I find water-based lubes are actually a lot better, and in terms of, like, the cleanup afterwards,
aren't they,
like, on your body and on your sex toys, it's a lot easier.
Aren't they safer to use with a condom as well?
Yeah.
Because can't silicone, like, break down?
Well, so it says oil can actually erode condoms.
Okay,
and
oil
is often used as, like, a last-ditch effort in terms of... I don't find that they are that common. I think more so it's water and silicone-based. But at the same time, there are risks with silicone as well. Not that I Googled them. But.
I've also heard people say they use coconut oil as lube.
Yeah, I mean, apparently coconut oil can be used from cooking to hair mask.
Yeah,
to
lube.
Lube to, like, post-tattoo, skincare.
Wow.
Like, it's everything. Everything.
Wow.
Yes.
Coconut I'm like, I incredible. Just, like, don't know a lot about lube, so this is very interesting
so
to me.
Interesting. So, most people, like, water-based lube is also the most versatile.
Oh, okay.
According to one site at one point that I read. And also, a lot of people use it to, like, prolong lovemaking. It makes gliding, obviously, a lot easier and reduces friction. And sex is a lot faster for those that aren't able to, like, produce enough of their own natural occurring fluids.
Ew.
Fluids.
I do not love
that
word.
We love the fluid. You don't like fluid? It's not like I said moist fluids.
Moist is, like, better than fluid, I think.
Little personal moisture, you know. Anyways, so, yeah, I think a lot of women use it. I think a lot of men use it. I know that my one friend, she says that she actually just recently introduced her boyfriend to lube, and that they had, like, she refuses to have sex without it. Just for her, it just makes it a lot quicker. It makes her orgasm a lot quicker, and it's just makes sex a lot more, like, penetrable sex a lot more accessible for her. I know personally, like, I genuinely, like, it depends Also, like, me using lube depends on the type of toy I'm using. Like, if it's more of, like, a toy that is, like, penetrative, then obviously I'm going to use lube because...
Yeah.
It's barren down there. And
oh, my God.
I'm being funny. It's not. I swear it. And... But for others that are more of, like, centralized towards, like, the clitoris, then don't need lube. It's a little different. Why would I need lube?
Yeah.
So it depends. It depends on what toy it is, how you're using it. Obviously, lube is incredible, especially if you're using, like, any sort of butt plugs or, like,
Sort of thing like that.
Like, anal is obviously.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't generally produce any sort of, like, facilitary liquid. Moisture
in
the anal cavity, so
hmm.
I mean, if you're into anal, then like lube and anal kind of go hand in hand, because otherwise it would be
like
a rug burn but in your butt.
Ew. I hate thinking about that.
I love it.
I don't know. I just feel so uneducated and so unexperienced in this department.
In
anal? Lube. No, in anal, yeah. Lube. In lube. And the usage of lube. So I really don't have a lot to say.
I would encourage you to try it, though. I mean, whether or not you need it, like, it does provide other benefits than simply being just like, let's just make it go in.
Well,
faster.
Like, I know there's, like, some that's, like, has, like, a heating or, like, tingling.
Elements. Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Could be interesting.
Or, like, flavored. That kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
Flavored.
I don't know if I'd want to, eat it or, like, consume it at any point.
Just put it on a spoon.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
This is good.
This is a good flavor. Put it in my cereal. So, yeah. Like, I think it's really interesting. It's, like, it's obviously really interesting to me that, like, a lot of people, there is a large portion of women that haven't tried it.
Uh-huh.
Just because it's someone that's always, like, come from the perspective of requiring it, like, completely. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's ever been a time where I haven't. So, although there has been times where I haven't had it, and I've literally found, like, it's borderline impossible for me.
Really?
Yeah. It's 100%. Like, I don't know. It's just, it takes a lot longer for me. I think for me, it's so much of more of, like, an intellect. I, like, over-intellectualize it, or, like, I overthink it just in general. And I find myself maybe having issues, like, living in the moment. So I won't, and, like, I'm not naturally able to produce anything unless there's, like, an excessive amount of foreplay. And even at that point, like, it's still a struggle for me. So I think it's just, it's really specific to your, like, anatomy and, like, your own.
Well, yeah, because you say that and it's so foreign to me where, like, someone can kiss my neck and I'm ready to go. You
See?
Know? Like,
how much fun would that be? That would save me a lot of money on lube. Not that I, like, have a budget for it. Not that I wouldn't. It's actually really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I got a really tiny one because right now I'm, like, just having sex with myself.
Yeah.
Such a weird thing to say on
that's fine.
Public broadcast, but we're living for it. And so I'm like, I don't need to spend, you know, X amount of dollars. And even, like, literally, like, what you would assume would be kind of, like, a travel size.
Yeah.
It was... like $8 or $9, $10
Yeah.
And that was one of the, like, the low brand water based ones.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, honey.
Well, we got some for Dirty Bingo, and
we
I think they're like
some.
3 for $15 or something.
Yeah,
the
no,
small
3 for $20 It was those do smell absolutely incredible.
Yeah,
and like I do think that there's like this weird odor that happens during sex at times.
Yeah.
Like there's just like that. And it, like, it's really hot and sticky.
Just
sweat.
And just,
sweat. Like, you feel it in the air.
Yeah.
But
sex
I think,
air.
Like, honestly, that... because we used it for... like, I was taking photos for this one story anyways. But we used one of the lubes for our last Dirty Bingo event prior to, like, the actual event. And it, for smelling it for the first time and never having used any sort of flavored and or, like, fragranced lube. Like, I would actually consider using it. Even if it's just fragranced. I don't know if you can have them separately, but, like... it smelled incredible. Like, it just smelled really nice. And it was, like, almost, like, not an effort. Like, it was kind of, like, okay. You know, it's, like, the smell.
Yeah.
That you would, like, like vanilla and, like, very sexy, like, cherry. And
these
very, like, really beautiful fragrances. And I'm just, like, all right.
Yeah, even if you just use it for that. I love that.
Let's just light a candle. Or
because, sex can get gross. Especially if you're, like, really going at it and it's hot.
I don't want it. I want to only have sex in front of air conditioners. Or outside in the winter.
So your nipples stay hard.
What nipples? I don't. Yeah, so, like, that is our personal preference. Yeah. Leah's open. I'm in need, desperate need.
Yeah, I'm always open to try new shit. Yeah. Always.
Yeah, of course.
If I am hooking up with someone and they say, let's try this, or they want to bring something, let's do it. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, you know?
Yeah. I think that's really fun. I think I can bring some interesting elements into the bedroom or park bench.
When you love.
Don't do it in a park bench.
When you love make.
Make love. When you make of the love.
The making
of love.
With
your body.
Ew. Ew.
So that kind of brings us into, like, what is your personal preference when it comes to sex toys? Like, do you have one? When was the first time you used one? Or was there, like, an introductory item that wasn't a sex toy but was kind of, like, an alternative just because you were so young? Like, what was it for you? Do you remember?
I don't think I ever had, like, an alternative. I think that I don't think, like, having sex earlier in high school, like, I never really, like, thought about that because, number one, because of the stigma, like, around it. And, like,
did you, like, masturbate at all in high school?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think I only started, like, in high school, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I don't think I was very, like, in tune with my body, like, grade 8, you know, like, puberty. Like, I didn't really, that stuff wasn't important to me at the time. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, just, like, exploring, like, my body, like, through high school. And then, obviously, first year university was a little bit of a wild ride for me. Because it was just, like, this new freedom. I had my own room. So it was just, like, tried a whole bunch of shit, you know?
Yeah, no, that's so interesting because, like, so do you have a preference for, like, what you would use now? Is it more of, like, anything that's, like, phallic? Like, is it dildos? Is it vibrators?
You know, like, I have a drawer.
She has a drawer.
I have a drawer. But it's, like, sometimes just the vibrator does this for me. Sometimes I'm, like, let's pull the dildo out. Let's get a little crazy today, you know?
Or you start with one and then end with the other. I've done that.
Yeah, yeah. Or use both.
Or yes. Or there's definitely a lot of sex toys that provide you with the option of within one toy to have both.
Exactly. So I think, like, there's not, like, one thing that I'm, like, always going back to. Mm-hmm. I think it's, like, different every time, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, I definitely have quite a different experience. Like, I remember when I was really young, like, very, like, really young, I started, like, kind of
figuring out
what it was. And, really quite young, like, probably in grade, like, probably, I don't even want to admit it. Like, it was so long ago. I know, it's not really a big deal. And, like, the part of talking about it and, like, having it be open is, like, part of, like, destigmatizing, even in small spaces such as this one. But, so the thing is, like, grade 4. Like, it was it was really early. And I just remember doing it for the first time, and there was, like, this really, like, intense juxtaposition between feeling very, like, holy shit, your body can do that, and you can feel that way, and, like, it can be incredible. But then it, like, shadowed with the fact that there was a lot of shame, and then I felt like it was really inappropriate. And, like, to contextualize that even more, it's layered with the fact that I was brought up with Catholic, and obviously Catholicism isn't exactly, like, conducive to, like, self-love and sex at all, and any different and varying forms from, like, the hegemonic culture's definition of what sex should be. But I think, it was just something that I started really young, and it was really, like, hidden. And I just remember, and, like, going obviously into middle school and then going into high school, and especially in high school, no one really talked about it. And, like, masturbation was always brought up, but it was always brought up in, like, a really, really negative light. And, like, everyone was perceiving it to be dirty and to be, like, disgusting and, like, othering it.
Yeah.
And, like, just essentially removing themselves and doing, like, moral boundary work and being like, well, I'm a good person because I don't do that, and that's dirty, and those are, like, that's reserved for people that are bad. And, like,
or, like, I only, like, get some. So, I only have sex with other people, not myself.
Yeah, of course. Like, it's something, it's done with other people. So I was always someone that was still trying to figure out their own body. And, like, and I think also, like, having the experience with masturbation or just sex toys and, like, self-love and it being physical that way with yourself allows you to find and, like, unpack, like, what you like. And,
yeah.
Like, for example, like, for a long time, like, I was really hyper-focused on it just, and, like, I wasn't sure what I, like, and even in terms of, like, watching porn.
Yeah.
And, like, especially with women and how women are often, like, their sexuality is centered around male and, like,
yeah.
any sort of phallic image. And it's, like, no, like, our sexuality is important and exercising our right to,
yeah.
like, have those experiences and personally and, like, unveiling what we want and what we love and, like, providing our own pleasure is important, especially because most of our pleasure points aren't within, like, our
yeah.
vaginal canal, which is, you know,
yeah.
where often sex
well,
exists,
like,
so.
I think, like, talking about, like, masturbating, it's very focused on males and,
well,
it, like,
course.
Making it, like, necessary for mm-hmm. them, where it's, like, when women do it, it's, like, empowering or
yeah.
it's not
I think
necessary.
It's getting there now. I think I think it doesn't really happen that way until, and like maybe it's different now. I can only speak to myself and when I was in high school,
uh-huh.
but I mean there was always jokes about guys, like, you know, rubbing one out, for
yeah.
lack of a better phrase, and etc. And it was something that was just it like happened alongside them reaching puberty and
uh-huh.
just being in high school. And like, that was fine. And it was a joke. And that just made you more of a man. And
yeah.
it wasn't disgusting. Like, men watched porn. And it wasn't, like, it wasn't spoken about in any sort of, like, oppressive way. But with
yeah.
women, like, it was more so, like, if you were to be masturbating, it was, you know, almost, like, deemed disgusting and, like, something
yeah.
that needed to be private. And, like,
yeah.
we didn't speak about it, and it wasn't important, and it's just,
it's
like...
It's, like, when girls watch porn, it's, like,
yeah.
hot. You
yeah.
know? Like, that's...
But, and then it's, like, fetishized, and
yeah.
it's just, like, then it makes it gross.
Yeah.
You know? And so, for me, like, after high school, like, people finally started, and, like, my friends and I began to eventually and, like, naturally progress into the space where we could actually talk about it openly and be like, yeah, I masturbate and it's
yeah.
not embarrassing.
Yeah.
And, like, yes, I use this toy and that toy. And then it got to a point when we continued and, like, started to see it and it be more visible to us in, like, either our own personal spaces or, like, within the internet.
Right.
And like, I think within this movement of, like, sex positivity, and it really, like, allowed us to, like, have open discussion. And as
uh-huh.
And then, like, that does have a huge effect. I mean, like, if you're doing something and it's constantly being shamed and, like, you have this internalized shame, like, that's
yeah.
really, that's a struggle to live with. And, like,
yeah,
it's something,
messed up.
I mean, and obviously that can happen for many other issues, but, like, especially with, like, exercising your own sexuality and your own desires, and, like, there's that issue, like, and I can even only imagine, especially if people have more specific kinks, that it's even worse, but... I think it's just really important to, like, have those conversations, and that's why I think having this show and, like, this topic right now is
yeah.
super important, at least to me. Like, I think it's really fun to learn about,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people, not everyone, with the respect to people that don't necessarily have, like, a sexual drive,
yeah.
Such as those who identify as asexual, like, I have to respect that that's not, like, a generalized and universal experience, but for some people it is, and so it's nice to actually have the space to talk about it and it not be, like, a negative.
Well, yeah. 100%.
I just went on a really big rant. I'm exhausted.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, I think it's super important.
Yeah, I think my and what I meant by alternatives is, and like I made the joke earlier, but when I first started like experimenting, and a lot of people that I've read just like in general and like have talked to my friends, it is like the electronic toothbrushes. I know, it sounds ridiculous.
I love that.
But it was like, it provided that like, kind of like the basis behind vibrators is just
yeah.
like a general vibrating motion. But, and it was accessible. It was affordable at
exactly.
any age for most people. And it was accessible in terms of like it's found and it's not something that obviously is associated with masturbation. So it was just so easy to like, hey, I just need a new toothbrush.
Yeah.
And then like, wham, bam,
you
we're
got a
here.
Vibrator.
We got a vibrator.
Love that.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it might be off-putting to some people, but that
uh-huh.
like... It is what it is. So, and then I eventually progressed, and, like, I just remember getting my first sex toy.
Uh-huh.
I used to hide it all the time,
uh-huh.
of course, like, in your own bedroom, especially
yeah.
when, like,
in,
I
like, a bag, inside
yeah.
a bag.
Inside a
in
bag,
a drawer.
Underneath my bed.
Yeah.
Behind, like, six other things.
Now I have it, like, the drawer underneath my
yeah.
underwear.
I live alone, so it's literally right beside my bed. Like, literally not even enclosed, and I'm like, this is me. This is, yeah. So... So now I have quite the collection, but I think
yeah.
it's literally, it's been a really gradual process, and I'm 25. Like, it's
yeah.
not that I'm it's really been, and even within the last 2 years, I've even experienced a lot of development in terms of, like, how I view that and, like, how open I am. Like, there is even, like, I've even had struggles just going in, and, like, I always used to make up these, like, internal dialogues with myself, and, or, like, I would come up with some sort of script when I went into sex shops. Oh, it's just a gift. Or I would even buy a card.
Oh my God.
Because I felt so much, I felt like it was so shameful or embarrassing. There was a lot of embarrassment. And, like, to have these people that work there, and of course they're working there and they're qualified and, like, they're not shaming you or judging you. Like, I've had only good experiences. Like, I would always, like, do that and, like, make up these scripts. And no, honestly. Yeah.
You go in there, and if you want a 14-inch dildo, you buy that big deck.
Yeah. If you want anal beads,
go. Please.
If you want a fleshlight,
go for it.
You're welcome to get it. If you want just a lot of porn, you buy it.
You go wild.
Yes.
Buy all the porn.
Yeah.
We're here for it.
Those are very, like, I mean, there's so many different options. I mean, not enough that, like, answer to every single individual, but, like, hopefully that'll, like, progress in the future. But definitely, like, and I, like, personally, like, it's good to be, like, upfront and very, like, vocal about, like, what you're looking for, and only because like the people that are working there actually are so qualified in terms of, like, what toys and what they're looking for. And I was talking to the woman, and she told me so much about different types of lube, so much about how different types of like how the vibrations work and what to do in order to, like, have the longevity of my toy like last. And she just was so like well versed and, like, in all the products, and I had such an incredible experience, and I wouldn't have had that if I wasn't just, like, asking questions. Like, I just, like,
just got in and out,
but I think it's really cool, like, how I, like, literally was there for five long hours being told and educated. So, like, they're definitely great resources to have, and, like, there's no shame, obviously, with them. So, I think...
Love that.
Loving it. So, an article that we wanted to bring up, because it's important, and, like, often, they're not necessarily linked at all times. So we found an article by Bustle, and it's called 5 Mental Health Benefits of Using Sex Toys in the Bedroom. So, so sex toys are actually a $15 billion business.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
I once watched a documentary on Netflix about sex toys. And it's very interesting.
It's so interesting.
How big the industry is, but it's still so repressed. Like, it's so, like, not nobody, but it's just, like, something you just don't talk about, you know?
Well, of course. Yeah. Which is great. It's incredibly profitable. So, number one is that sex toys lead to more sexual satisfaction. So, people who have used sex toys report being more satisfied with their sex life across all metrics, including quality of orgasm and quality of masturbation.
So 100%.
It's like, it's like the more you explore your body and experiment with toys, the more likely you know how to get yourself off and, like, how your partner knows how to. And it's a very, like,
teamwork partner. Yeah.
Yeah, so Americans report, there's never any statistics on Canadians, but
I feel like we're very similar.
Report, hopefully not too similar.
No, but.
Report a 90% satisfaction level when they sleep with men who use sex toys. As for those men who shy away from toys and don't use them, the satisfaction level is only 76%. So that's pretty, like a 14% difference. That's quite large. All right, number two. So sex toy use helps with body confidence. So when you know your ins and outs of your bodies and you gain an appreciation for it, it makes you a little bit more satisfied.
I believe
it. A little bit more confidence. It says, so those who masturbate weekly are more likely to feel positively about their looks and body than those who don't. And sex toys allow you to experiment with different sensations, stimulation areas, and simultaneous pleasure points in a safe manner, giving you the gift of knowing what makes you feel good, and then you can repeat that alongside your partner.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think it makes you more confident, like...
Yeah, and just be like, this
is what in the bedroom with someone else,
Yeah, no, for sure. Number three, sex toys can help you sleep better. This is so true.
Oh, hell yeah.
If I can't sleep, like, if I'm, like, struggling...
Oh, if I'm bored,
if it's at the end of the night and I'm like, I need to sleep real quick right now.
Yeah.
I will, like, whip out quick vibrator, and we're good.
Couple,
10 minutes done. Later, I'm hitting Z's.
Yeah.
We're no longer awake. So, sleep.
I love that.
Obviously, sleep, also, very essential for our well-being.
Well,
listen, I have a speech impediment. It's serious. I was reading my study, like, totally off topic. I was reading my study notes out loud, and I was actually like, holy shit, I need to see a speech pathologist. Oh, my God, I gotta go.
You and me both.
So not just because sleep keeps us from being cranky monsters, true, but it strengthens our immune systems and keeps our cognitive skills up to par, lowers depression and anxiety, increases our libido. And so sex and masturbation can assist with insomnia and restlessness, says a doctor named Dr. Donahue.
Thanks, Don.
Yeah. Don. So since the activity releases oxytocin and endorphins, and masturbation can help people feel calm and experience less stress. So both men and women report better sleep after incorporating masturbation into their nighttime routine. And using a sex toy can help you achieve your bedtime orgasm more quickly and effectively.
Love that.
Yeah, I mean, for me at least, like, I'm always like, okay, I want to go to sleep. This is not like a, I don't want to be here for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll always use this specific one that's like really, it's like a suction cup type situation. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's about, like, obviously making important choices in terms of, like, what toy you're going to use. But, yeah, it definitely can facilitate sleep, makes you sleep better, especially for those that suffer from insomnia or, like, accidentally had a coffee at 6 p.m. and can't sleep. Or if you're really stressed, obviously in a really great way to, like, release those endorphins. And, yeah, so that's a great way.
Love it.
So sex toys can also aid in the relationship satisfaction. So couples who incorporate variety in the bedroom are more likely to stay together long term and be open and honest about their desires. So trying new sexual endeavors alleviates boredom, lessens the likelihood of cheating, and improves overall communication between partners.
Yeah, don't be vanilla. I mean, you can be vanilla and still add in some sex toys.
Yeah, of course.
But
at the same time, like, especially in with partners that have been together for 5+ years, I mean, even couples that have been together 30 to 40 years.
Switch it up a little.
It gets to a point where, like, vanilla is not cute.
You're not feeling the flavor anymore.
Well, what is there to look forward to? It's so predictable. So I think the predictability of, like, vanilla sex can be a deterrent from even having it.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely.
Because then it starts feeling like a chore than, like, something you, like,
want. Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, like. But also, if that's not your thing, if you're not comfortable with it, don't do
it. If you're cool with the vanilla, you stay vanilla.
Yeah.
But if you want to add a little sprinkle on there. A
little spice.
Go for it.
A little cayenne pepper.
Yeah. Oh.
Little jalapenos.
Yeah. If you want to go crazy, we are here for that also. But we are saying, maybe switch it up. I would
like some jalapeno peppers on my.
Why are you saying jalapeno?
Because I like it. It's so much funny when you say jalapeno and not jalapeno.
It's like saying avocado avocado.
Not heard that one.
What?
I've never heard that. Say it one more time.
Avocado.
Only saying that word from now
on.
Oh
my god.
But I'm just gonna walk around and say that to everybody in their ear very quietly. Oh my god. Okay, so number 5 in this article about the 5 mental health benefits of using sex toys in the bedroom is that sex toys can help in actual sexual dysfunction. So sexual dysfunction is very real. Both and all genders can experience it. And sex toys can lend a helping hand. So research has actually found that masturbatory tools can help common sexual issues such as erectile dysfunction and performance anxiety, which is, I mean, pretty, I think it's quite common. I mean, across all age and gender spans. So the Womanizer Deluxe is an example of used to help women who struggle to orgasm. So if both men and women can learn how to make themselves climax through the use of toys while masturbating, it will actually give them more confidence in reaching orgasm with a partner because their mind will be more at ease.
Right.
So although orgasm shouldn't be the only goal during sex, as it's about the journey, is it? There's no denying that they can be the icing on and an already delicious cake.
So, oh.
that's totally, totally valid. I mean, also sex toys are incredible for those that are like, and like we talked about this a little bit in a previous show about like a lot of women actually experiencing pain during penetrative sex.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Personally, like I have in the past and like in reference to the show that we had, I mentioned it before, is how people use CBD oil in that area or any sort of like, cannabis related oils or actually just smoking that alleviate some of that pain. But sex toys that are more focused in terms of, like, your outer, like, of the clitoris or any sort of other area.
Yeah.
Can also alleviate any sort of anxiety about, you know, the penetration of it all.
Yeah.
And, like, the potential for pain. And so that can be really great in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that that's really cool. And, like, definitely not something that I'm always, like, mental health. Sex toys. It's not my immediate connection. It's not something that I make.
But sometimes you just need a little boost. You're feeling a little down in the dumps. Go for it.
Yeah. Literally always. Especially if you're single. This is the whole point of dating shows. Like, you're single. Like me.
And me. Me too.
But yeah, for someone that's single and, like, I'm not necessarily in the market right now for casual sex. Not that it's, like, I'm, like, I totally would be, but it's just not. I'm just too busy.
So, yeah, busy it's a gals, lot to coordinate. Businesswomen, so
busy bodies.
And, like, when you're hooking up with someone and you have, like, these fuck buddies, you have to, like, hang out with them before.
There's no emotional
attachment. It's like at least 3 hours. Like, there's no.
Yeah.
You can't just be in and out. Yeah. Like, sometimes I just need, like, 10 minutes.
Right. Sometimes I'm just like, I just want a quick.
Yeah.
Orgasm, and the one that I was talking about before, like, the suction cup situation.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's called the Satisfier, if anyone's interested
maybe
in Googling it.
Get something
seriously,
like that.
Seriously, I can orgasm in probably under 10 seconds on the full setting. I'm not kidding. It's ungodly. It's,
whoa.
It's not something I've ever experienced in my life. If any man should be worried about being replaced, it's by the Satisfier.
Wow. Maybe I'll have to go to the steak shop after,
like,
the show.
I'm winded after its use. Yeah. Anyways. So.
Time for a nap after.
It's time efficient.
Oh, my
also.
God.
All right. So we're going to head into another break. We're going to come back with some sex toy horror stories just to balance it all out.
Oh, my
out.
God.
A little bit of fun. And... yeah, and then we're almost done our show. So thanks for listening. We're going to head into Slow Motion by Juvenile, which was apparently uploaded 9 years ago and has 18 million views. And, like,
wow.
I support that. So I haven't heard this song in a very long time. And so enjoy it. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Moving slow motion for me. I like it like that. She works. So deeply apologize. We were actually,
so
like,
sorry.
I'm sweating because I was having a dance party.
So obviously, the use of sex toys, sometimes shit goes south.
Things aren't fun.
Things just don't work out. But
sometimes they're cringeworthy. And we're here to tell you a few stories from Cosmo. So we're only going to read a few just because we're on a bit of a time crunch. And
yeah, of course.
My monologues always go way too long mid-show about... all that. So I'll probably only read a few, but yeah, definitely find it on Cosmo if you're interested in laughing and or, like, relating, because I'm sure many of us have experienced similar circumstances. Number two. My husband and I got a couple's bag from a local sex shop, and it came with one of those vibrating egg things that you control with a remote, which is super fun.
Yeah.
We had used it a couple of times, but it was pretty cheap. We were messing around with it, and I kept feeling this pinch that wouldn't quit. Then all of a sudden, an awful jolt went through me, and because apparently one of the wires was frayed and exposed, literally shocking me inside the vagina. Oh, my God.
I would be so upset.
I would throw up. And also, is...
I mean, no more.
Killed you. Oh, my God.
Imagine.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, this one. All it says, all I can see is bolded, the word pooped. And
love
so I'm gonna
it.
Read it.
Okay.
So my boyfriend and I had always been fairly vanilla with our sex, save for a few nights where we've role played. I've never done that. About a year ago, I decided to buy some toys, vibrating cock rings and a butt plug. Wow,
oh.
That's a bit of a jump.
Yeah, okay.
To have some fun with. I've never been a fan of butt stuff, but my boyfriend loves it, so I'm always down to go along. We did our thing, played with the toys, and when it was time to clean up, I pulled the butt plug out, and I pooped everywhere, all over myself, our bed, pillows, the floor. He
what?
Turned green and ran out of our bedroom. We laugh now, but it's still cringe. Honey.
How did she poop
honey.
Everywhere?
I don't know.
Like, was she, like, jumping around?
I would get, like, what are those things called that you get? God, what is it called?
Enema?
Is it an enema where they completely clear it
out?
I would get one of those before
oh my
I ever tried.
God.
Butt plug following that story. Oh, my God. Okay. So, a couple. I'm not going to read that one. It's way too long. So, I. brought my vibrator with me when I deployed because, duh. I was afraid of coming back home with it because we had to go through some pseudo customs on our way where we basically have to empty all our bags. I didn't want to leave it behind, so I shipped it home to a friend along with some other stuff and said I'd pick it up when I got back. Well, I forgot to take the batteries out, so when I got to her house, it was vibrating. When she gave me the box, she said, sorry, I had to open it because something was making noise. I didn't think anything of it until I got home and realized it was what it was. I was mortified. Oh my god, I love it.
If you did that to me,
you're welcome.
I would love that.
For Valentine's Day, I ordered a butt plug to surprise my boyfriend. The part that stuck outside my butt was a little candy heart shaped that said, do me.
We saw those.
So cute. Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was really cute and I was excited. We go to dinner and I'm nervous. So I drink an entire bottle of wine, go upstairs when we get home, and just shove it in. When we start to have sex, I bend over and he loves it and everything goes smoothly. Afterward, I was so scared to take it out because I didn't want to shit everywhere. So I got in the shower and I pulled it out and my butt made this super loud pop like a balloon. My boyfriend loses it laughing at me and now all he remembers about it. I went out of my way to do something special for him and he just talks about this huge pop my butt made.
That's better than shitting all over your butt.
So, number 9, I got my first sex toy in the mail, and I was super excited to test it out right away. I'd already bought the right battery, so when I put them in, I pushed the button to start the vibrating. Magic. It is magic. Except it didn't vibrate. I opened my vibrator back up and tried to see if something was wrong with the batteries. I tried to take them out, and they were stuck. After 1 hour of shaking it, hanging it on a pillow, and fidgeting it to get the batteries out, I was so desperate that I called my mom for help.
What?
No, honey.
Don't do that.
This one... I was using Benoit balls, and they got stuck. Worst nightmare. I know it's fairly common, but I was freaking out. I Googled everything and tried everything until my boyfriend finally helped me get it out. I was so embarrassed. Then a couple weeks later, I tried again, and it happened again. I learned my lesson. I should have bought the ones with the string. Oh, my God, yes. Get the ones with the string. Well, yeah. Always with the string. You need to know better. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine these things happen to you. I don't even know what I would do in some of these situations.
No, I wouldn't either. Number 12, I was using a pink flexible rubber butt plug that has a loop in it at the end with a former friend of benefits. One night he had it in while doing me from behind, and when he was done, he was very quiet, which was unlike him. He politely asked me to push out. I was so confused, but I did it anyways. But when I pushed out, I passed gas, really loud and not great smelling gas. I turned to look at him and he was sweating the smell away. I was swatting the smell away. I was humiliated at that point, but he asked me to do it again. Finally, after a few minutes, he got it out and explained that the plug had gone all the way in. He had used too much lube, and the more he grabbed and tried to pull it out, the deeper inside me he went. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. And it's not even, like, your boyfriend. It's, like, just someone you hook up with.
Oh, my God. I know. It's not even someone you're, like, hyper familiar with.
Oh, my. So, one instance that lube is not good.
Not cute. All right, so we're going to end with that story because
Oh my gosh. And if you have any awful sex toy stories, we do want to hear them.
We miss it. We love it. We love submissions. We're unclear as to what we're going to do next show, so like keep tuned. Ignore me because I'm tired, but I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you're at Dirty Bingo right now and not listening to me talk.
So, keep swiping right.
Keep swiping right.
Bye.